Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we'll be discussing the readings for the conversion of St. Paul 2009. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, that he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing, so they led him by hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is chosen instrument of mine to carry out my name before the Gentiles, kings and children of Israel, and I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. All who heard him were astounded and said, "Is not this man who in Jerusalem ravaged those who called upon his name and came here expressly to take them back in chains to the chief priests?" But Saul grew all the stronger and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving that this is the Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hello and welcome to your Sunday Reader. I'm Brian and I'm here today with Dawn.
Hello, everyone.
And of course, we're here to talk about the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. And Don, why don't you give us a little background as to why we're even talking about this feast on a Sunday?
Well, that's a good point, Brian, because there are only, although we have feast days that happen all the time, normally if they fall on a Sunday, the precedence is to use the Sunday readings, whatever, like, for example, this Sunday would be the third Sunday in ordinary time. But because we are in the midst of the year of St. Paul, proclaimed by our Pope, he has agreed and he has given us permission and he's actually encouraging us to use the readings from the Feast of St. Paul, the conversion of St. Paul, that occurs on January 25th, this Sunday. And so we have those readings. We hear about, in the first reading, we hear about the actual conversion of St. Paul from Acts of the Apostles. And then in the Gospel, we have the...
Well, the commissioning to go out and to...
Thank you, commissioning. That's... Yes, I am so eloquent today. Anyhow, so we have those readings. So it's a special time for us, and not every church will choose to do that. And if you go, if you have missalettes in your church and you open up to January 25th, it will not have the readings we just read because apparently this, the permission for this to happen occurred after the missalettes were printed. And so they couldn't go back and change it.
So what that means is you have to pay attention at Mass this week, everybody who's going.
Just this
right.
week, not the
other weeks.
Other, week.
Other weeks, just yeah, you can just read and then you know, do your own little thing. But this week, you have to pay attention. And of course, I'm just kidding when I say that, but that you have to pay attention. But
I would hope so.
The other part. Anyway, well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit is, as we're talking about St. Paul, because sometimes I think he gets a bad rep for being kind of a bad guy and sometimes the harsh things that he states in scriptures. And part of it is you know, he's living in a different time with a different understanding and different gender relations and all kinds of things from what we have in our society today. And so as he gives instructions sometimes to the modern person, they sound kind of harsh or something. But the one that I'm going to talk about is our second reading today, because I think this one here, unfortunately, and I'm not criticizing the church so much, although I am, gives us a passage that's hard to put into context without the part that comes before it. And so it starts off saying, you know, I tell you that you know, time is running out and let those having wives act as not having them. Now, I want to tell all the men listening to the podcast, this is not telling you that you can go out and find, you know, a girlfriend or something like that. The whole context of the passage is St. Paul is giving us here is what he's saying, the first part before it, he says, stay true to what you're called to do in life and to your the state that you're called to be in. So he said, you know, if you're called to be, you know, kind of a religious person, stay true to that. If you're called to be married, stay true to that. If you're called to be a single person, you know, stay true to whatever your calling is. But he said at the same time, don't let that become a burdensome binding for you. So don't let that become the end all be all, because there's something greater, and that's your relationship with Christ. So you have to act as when he's saying don't act as having wives. He's not saying, you know, go pretend like you don't have a wife and you know, go out and act like you did when you were 20 and single. But what he's saying is don't let that become overly burdensome to you, that you lose focus of Jesus Christ and you lose focus of the fact that, you know, this world is temporary and the next life is the eternal life. And that's kind of what he's saying in that whole context. And so he goes on, he says, you know, if you're weeping, act as if you're not weeping. If you're rejoicing, act as if you're not rejoicing. What he's basically saying is don't become so attached to these things. But I think that, you know, the context that we have it in, it's very easy to hear that out of context. So I think it's good to put it into some kind of a context. And you can see that if you just go to a few verses before in the chapter in Corinthians.
You know, I was just rereading the passage, and as you were talking, not that I wasn't listening, I was, but I was thinking perhaps we should back up even a little bit further, because here the reading starts off by talking about Saul, and we should make sure everyone understands that Saul and Paul are the same person. They're just referred
yes.
to as, and so that could be a little confusing.
Right, so this is, you're talking the first reading here.
Right,
yes. Yeah, and I think you're right. And that tells us the story of how St. Paul becomes St. Paul from Saul. It's that conversion. And a lot of times in biblical stories, as many of us are familiar with, when someone has a conversion, that conversion comes along with a change of name. So for Saul, he becomes Paul. For Abram, he becomes Abraham in the book of Genesis. And you see this throughout. You see Simon becoming Peter. All types of these name changes signify a conversion. And you see this also in our day-to-day where you see it a lot, not as much as you used to, but in religious orders. Many religious orders have the situation where when someone joins the community, they take a new name. Now, Don, you have a is it an aunt who's in a religious
community?
Did she take a new name?
She did. When she was born, she was named Alicia, and so we still call her Alicia, but when she takes her first vows, she's a Carmelite, so they take a series of vows. So her first vows, she chose the name Sister Mary Elizabeth after Mary, the, you know, mother of Jesus, and then Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, so, because she loves children, and so that's how she came up with that name.
Right. And those name changes also, I mean, they help to signify that now I'm a new person. You know, I've
right.
become something new here. And, I mean, certainly Paul does in the reading today.
Actually, we did a teen retreat a few months ago, and this was the basis of our retreat, is the conversion of St. Paul. And so I'm quite familiar with this passage, let me tell you.
Just Excellent.
But there are lots of, being in the midst of the year of St. Paul, there's lots of resources that people might be interested. Firstly, there's a movie, I think it's called, I was just looking it up, it's called The Apostle Paul or something, Paul the Apostle. And it's a dramatization and it's a little corny at times, but actually when I watched it, it helps to put things in context a little bit more. It shows Paul before this conversion experience and what his life could have been like. And it, for me, it helped understand that, you know, this was a huge thing. It wasn't just, oh, I think I'll be a Christian today. And it was an entire life. He went from persecuting Christians to being one that's pursued and persecuted himself and obviously mm-hmm. eventually martyred. But anyhow, so that's a movie. There are several good books. One's called The Gospel According to St. Paul by Cardinal Martini. And then also Meeting St. Paul Today by Daniel Harrington. Those are both good. So just about that. And then, of course, there's one of my very favorite songs written by a new Catholic artist called Matt Marr. And it's called Empty and Beautiful. And it's all about, from the perspective of Paul, what his life might have been like. And that's a great reflective song if you're looking to meditate on what it's like to be, what the conversion experience in your own life is. This was very helpful for me. So those are
do you know where people can get that if they wanted to
the
find
song?
It? Does he have a does he have a website, or can you get it on Amazon or iTunes or any of that?
Yes, all of those. You can download it from iTunes, and you can buy it from Amazon. Also, his website's Matt Marr Music, I believe, and they have hilarious videos. Their band does videos like every few days. I just love to go there and laugh and watch. So,
and it's Matt M A H E R.
Yes, thank you. M A T T is Matt, and Marr M A H E R. And it's
excellent.
Called Empty and Beautiful. The CD is titled that, but the song is also titled that.
So. Okay, excellent. So people can hopefully check that out and you know, get a reflective experience of this, what this conversion is like. And I think this conversion leads us into the gospel passage, which tells us, you know, to go out into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And that's certainly what we're called to do. And we talked about it a little on last podcast, and I think we actually touched upon it every podcast in some way or another, because hopefully that's what we're doing on the podcast, is going out to the world and proclaiming the good news of the gospel. And certainly that's the whole story of St. Paul. He's had this conversion, but the conversion can't lead me inward. It's got to lead me outward. And as we talked last week, when I was mentioning Professor Hauerwas, you know, one of the best ways to do that is to live a distinctly Christian life. You know, our lives have to look different from the rest of the world if we're going to be a light to the world. So we do have to engage the world. It shouldn't be a private thing, and, you know, go go out and spread this good news. And of course, that's done best by the way we live our lives.
Very true, Brian.
Well, Don, we're coming to the end of our podcast. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Hopefully people will be able to check out some of those resources you mentioned, both the books as well as the music. And of course, hopefully they'll join us next week on Your Sunday Reader. Have a good week. God bless.